Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Before the break, we talked about the link between segregation in the Milwaukee area and environmental health. As we've learned in our Project Milwaukee series, the Milwaukee metro area has the lowest rate of black suburbanization in the country, and that is a problem when it comes to accessing fresh food.
Simply put, there are many neighborhoods in Milwaukee that lack easy access to grocery stores. Enter a challenge from the organization Near West Side Partners and one of its key members, Marquette University. They're working to develop new models that could make it easier for a store selling fresh foods to open up shop on the Near West Side.
Tim McCullough runs the Mayor's Homegrown Initiative for the city of Milwaukee. Mary Andres is a resident of the Martin Drive neighborhood on the West Side. Abby Bussey is an economics and international affairs student at Marquette, and Chris Simmons is a clinical associate professor in Marquette's physical therapy and exercise science program. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me ask each of you to kind of weigh in on this. What do you see as the problem and its nuances? Why is this more than just a simple equation?
Everybody eats, and everybody deserves good, healthy food. So I would say, starting off with a very, very general idea, speaking as a person in a neighborhood, in a community, and watching people and neighbors, even human development, we need good produce to be good fuel for us as we grow and develop. So if you think about quality food versus what's out there, which isn't in small stores what we're needing, right? The quick fix at the quick mart.
Well, so let me ask you, you're a resident of the Near West Side, the Martin Drive neighborhood. Where do you go for groceries today?
Today I drive a car, and so I get to get in my car and go wherever I feel like it, Mitch. So sometimes I'm in the suburban area. Sometimes I'm just up at the Tosa Market area. But many of my neighbors do not have cars, and many of the people that live in our Near West Side neighborhood take the bus, and they have lots of miles to go on a bus system to get to grocery stores. So I think that's the key issue that we're looking at, is trying to make sure we're finding a good quality grocery store that people can get to.
Well, and from the standpoint of a Marquette student, where do you get your groceries?
Well, I don't have a car on campus. So basically whenever my friends are going and they text me, and it's convenient for me.
And then presumably your friends with cars are driving to someplace in the suburbs.
Yep, driving to a Pick and Save, on UWM's campus or wherever they like the best.
Well, and so talk about then, there's the access issue, and then there's also the for lack of a better term, the fresh and quality issue too, right?
Yeah, and Tim McCullough, City of Milwaukee, I'm often described as the mayor's food guy. That's my unofficial job title. And there are a number of departments in the city that for a number of years have actually been working on trying to increase healthy food access. And I run the Mayor's Homegrown Program, and that's really one of our core tenets. But Department of City Development, Health Department, I work out of the Environmental Collaboration Office, ECO, and the Mayor's Office have really all been trying to tackle this issue, which is the number of supermarkets in dense urban areas is very small compared to the surrounding population.
Well, so then why does this become more than simply an issue of convincing a supermarket company to open a store on the Near West Side? Because I imagine if it were just that, all of you could be involved in a full court press and trying to convince a single supermarket company to do this. Why is it more than that?
It's a difficult issue just given the general size of supermarkets and the need for parking and things like that. We have had some successes, though. Cermak is opening up on First and National, and that's being constructed right now, as well as we're especially proud of Pete's Market that's opening up on MLK and North Avenue.
I would just say that last spring I participated in something called a charrette, sponsored by UWM School of Architecture, Near West Side Partners, and City Development. Mayor was there, lots of folks. And we were able to spend a whole day looking at the Near West Side. We looked at many intersections and many lots and many pieces of that neighborhood to determine what the needs are in our community. We came up with 35th and Valete, and I'm going to say it a million times, I'm sure, as a great corner to have this grocery store on. In the planning that day, we were able to work with architects, so we would give feedback, talk about the plan, and then go away. That architectural group worked on it. We came back in a couple of hours. They had a different spin on it based on what we'd said. By the end of the day, there were concrete plans, and I know plans are meant to change, but the Engberg architects worked with us, and And so we've now had many community input meetings in our neighborhood to give more feedback on how that could function. So there's a site, but yes, there's buildings on it. We have to work with the city, development, and interested grocers that want to come in. So,
Chris Simmons, Marquette University. This is a really complex problem, and I think there are a lot of structural issues that underlie food security and food issues, food deserts in the city of Milwaukee. I think that it's really important that we also understand that this is an incredibly diverse population when we're talking about the Near West Side, including our Marquette students. We've got people from all different backgrounds with different socioeconomic statuses and different aims and different needs. So we talked about a grocery and we talked about a supermarket. It may be the case that one size does not fit all in this project. We may be looking at multiple entities, multiple parties, and multiple potential solutions to meet the needs of a very diverse population.
Well, and can you speak to, so where does the challenge come in? There's this sort of ongoing effort to involve more people in coming up with a solution. Talk about the nature of the challenge.
Sure. There are myriad challenges. I think transportation was one of them that we just hit on. We've got neighborhoods in Milwaukee where 80% of the citizenry in that community doesn't drive a car. We've got travel times by bus of up to an hour to get to a grocery store. When we're talking about fresh and available produce, an hour on a bus and a long trip home, potentially with family, doesn't bode well for somebody trying to get groceries. So we've got these problems of access. We've got problems of affordability. There are affordability issues when it comes to buying and selecting fresh goods. We've got small stores right now, corner stores that dominate many of our central city neighborhoods. There's not the ability to stock fresh produce on a given cycle because a lot of it doesn't get purchased, doesn't get used, and people don't have the capacity to maintain those shelves. We've also got citizens that need access and then need some impetus to be able to get out and use these resources available. I think of El Rey. I think somebody mentioned El Rey on 16th Street as a market that has a lot of fresh produce, a lot of available fruits and vegetables, but access across the corridor to get across 16th Street to get there isn't a simple thing.
Well, and you mentioned the charrette at UWM. There's also this effort to get Marquette students involved in coming up with solutions, right?
Sure. And the Near West Side Partners, which we I want to shout out for here, is an organization that's now come into being the last couple of years, combining Marquette University, make sure I get all the partners, Potawatomi, corporate, Aurora Healthcare, I believe, is on the list. Tell me another one I'm missing.
Harley-Davidson
right there in my neighborhood. So these partners have come together to look at the Near West Side and are really supporting many of our efforts as residents. A big one is this challenge, and I think you're referring to the quote-unquote grocery challenge
right.
at Marquette. And Chancellor Lovell is really leading to have neighborhood residents and students, everyone come together. The market research tells us that the area of the Near West Side Partners, seven neighborhoods, could support two grocery stores. We could actually have a grocery store in the Marquette campus and a grocery store up at 35th and Philippe in the same area.
Did you want to talk about it from a student standpoint?
As a student, I think the grocery challenge is just a really unique opportunity for us to get involved with local experts, community members, and have access to a ton of resources that lets us think about, kind of explore innovative solutions. A unique problem with Marquette's campus is that students are only there for 8 months of the year, so it's not sustainable to put in a big store that isn't going to have people shopping at it for 4 months.
I think another part of that, though, is that there are residents who live right at the around the Marquette campus who are there 12 months a year. They could use that grocery store. So I wouldn't want us to ever close the door on having a full grocery store in that area.
This is why I like President Lovell's approach and what Marquette's doing now. We haven't always necessarily been integrated and interactive mm-hmm. with our community. And I think that this administration, the Office of Community Engagement, and Dan Bergen, the work that he's doing, are really making Marquette a community partner, as opposed to trying to impose something for the benefit of students on the community. This is to meet everybody's needs, and this is going to find a best solution for all the members of the Near West Side.
What do we know about the history of the grocery options of the Near West Side? Has this always been an issue, or did there used to be supermarkets closer in?
We had a great supermarket at 35th and Juneau for many years. I believe it was a Kohl's, if my memory serves me right. And it closed down, and nothing replaced it. So over time, grocery stores have developed, but not really sustained, I would say. That particular lot was owned now for many years by Harley. They took the store down and made a parking lot recently. And it wasn't the site we wanted, but they were saying, well, we're on board. Let's look at down the street at 35th. So as far as a main grocery store in the area, we haven't had one for a long, long time. I would say also we've come up with some other ideas, which are food markets, like green markets in the summer. In my neighborhood, we've had a green market at in front of the senior center on Fleet Street there.
And give us a working definition of green market.
So basically going out and finding vendors who grow food in our area, contracting with them, come and try it out. Maybe this market will be a good place for you. We did a Sunday market. We're not in competition then with the bigger markets right. like Fondy, certainly not West Dallas or anything like that, but some of the same vendors would come. We actually had a neighbor in our neighborhood, Hmong American family, who grow their food in Franklin, and mom and dad would take Sunday off and their kids, young students, would come up. They were actually college students and be at our green market at the corner on Sundays. It was a small market. We never could grow it much bigger, but we had lots of business every Sunday. So you could walk up right in your neighborhood and get produce. But the market went for a couple of years.
Well, Mary brings up a good point. I mean, City Department of City Development is complementing the Marquette effort and working on a market study with Near West Side Partners. And that kicked off last month, and that's going to be going through the summer. But we're also looking at globally across all the neighborhoods of the city. And when we look at it holistically, it is important to factor in the farmers markets and also the community gardens, because there are other options. If the point is increasing access to healthy food, there are ways we can do that without a large-scale supermarket.
But presumably this is about that, you know, about being able to get fresh grown food, but also having access to Cheerios and paper towels and, you know, baby food.
Yeah.
One of the thoughts we have about the 35th and Valete Street Market and the designers, like I mentioned before, we expanded the concept to include a fresh market right next to the grocery store, and also dreaming of a commercial kitchen, because we've got small businesses in our community that would like to be using a commercial kitchen. It's very expensive, but this could be one that could be rented. So when you dream, it's important to dream big and maybe cut back. But that idea of a fresh market there, we think, I want a parking lot. I want there to be access. There's 4, 5, 6 bus lines right at 35th and Valete. But I want somebody who's working at Harley coming home from work at night. Oh, I think I'll stop by the market, see what's there for fresh produce. There, that would be a customer. So a customer could be someone who comes into the neighborhood to work. It could be people that live right in the neighborhood. But they could all get their Cheerios, their paper towels, and something delightful, fresh produce for dinner. So.
Are there other colleges and universities that you can look to that have done similar kinds of projects that have, you know, sort of successfully integrated what they're about with what the neighborhood around them is about?
There are, and there are several models throughout the nation that have seen varying successes. Some include, there's a store called Love and Spoonful in Boston that actually employs homeless people to prepare food waste that's delivered by area food manufacturers or food sellers. And they produce ready-to-go meals for residents in those neighborhoods. Several areas in the state alone, including La Crosse and Madison, have food co-op models where they've got a cooperative that's run by community members to support fresh and sustainable produce, fruits, vegetables for the community. We've got mobile services that have seen some success. We've actually got fruit and vegetable delivery coming into neighborhoods that might not be able to support a supermarket. So I think there are great ideas. It's coalescing around these ideas and figuring out what's the right fit for the neighborhood.
It sounds like, you know, the grocery challenge is working its way through, and these conversations are. I mean, it sounds like we're sort of on the cusp of seeing some real solutions happen.
I think this is the process, but I think that the grocery challenge has really created synergy and created some added activity around this. We're now having conversations with the Near West Side Partners. We're having conversations with community members that we weren't having 2 and 3 years ago. I think that's an essential first step.
We joke about it's 2 years from now and we're going in the doors of the grocery store at 35th and Valete and getting our groceries. But I think the example that was raised earlier about from Tim about the Pete's Market down at Martin Luther King Drive and North Avenue. The residents there did not want a dollar store. They worked hard with their alder people to make sure that something went in that really had meaning and impact. And there's a great grocery store going to open in April there. So I think it's also combining, you know, involvement, people's energy and effort, and the partners that need to be at the table.
Well, it's interesting and important stuff. thanks to all of you for your work, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch.
Chris Simmons does community-engaged research on wellness and food security at Marquette University. Abby Bussey is a senior at Marquette. Tim McCullough runs the Homegrown Initiative for the City of Milwaukee. And Mary Andres is a resident of the city's Martin Drive neighborhood. You can read more about the Near West Side Grocery Challenge from a link at WUWM.com.